Unit 7. Mitsubishi Regional Jet. Japan is famous for a lot of things. Samurai and geisha, anime and manga, and yes, even Godzilla. But where Japan really shines is in the area of high technology. Japanese stereos, cameras and watches are world famous as well. And Japan produces motorcycles, cars, trucks, high-speed trains, and airplanes. Airplanes? Wait a minute. No. Japanese-made airplanes aren't famous. Not yet, anyway. But if Mitsubishi Aircraft Corporation succeeds, Japanese-made airplanes will be famous as well. Mitsubishi Aircraft decided to produce the first ever Japanese-made passenger jet plane. It is called the Mitsubishi Regional Jet, MRJ, designed to carry from 70 to 90 passengers and to be used in shorter regional flights. It features high-quality innovations that will outshine competitors. The 33.4-meter MRJ-70 and the 38.8-meter MRJ-90 have tolerances in the aluminum skin as small as 1/100th of a millimeter between the sheets of metal. Unfortunately, as we all know, plans on paper don't always work out well in the real world. Mitsubishi Aircraft had to postpone the development and manufacturing schedules several times. The first flight of the flight test aircraft was originally scheduled in 2011. The date was pushed back to 2012, and then again to 2013. The schedule was revised in order to confirm respective fabrication processes and to provide sufficient time for technical studies. Finally, in November of 2015, the MRJ had its maiden flight. About 1 month later, Mitsubishi Aircraft announced another delay due to an increase in the scale of the ground tests. In spite of these delays, there were no airline customers that canceled their orders for the plane. I think that I can tell you at least one reason they didn't cancel their orders. It is because Mitsubishi Aircraft has shown a dogged commitment to high quality and safety. It certainly was embarrassing for the company to delay again and again. The company endured embarrassment for the sake of high quality and safety. That takes a lot of guts. Even though they remained committed to transparent disclosure of information and kept the media updated on the progress of the development, the press was quite critical. Some journalists were downright harsh, saying, for example, that the MRJ was a devastating screw-up. Even under such pressure, Mitsubishi Aircraft has shown that they will not produce an airplane that is below standard just to meet a deadline. Good for them! You may recall that NASA gave in to similar pressure and forced engineers to give the go-ahead to launch the Space Shuttle Challenger, even though they knew it was dangerous. The result was a huge disaster. When the Challenger blew up, the same press that criticized them for being late criticized them for being unsafe. I don't know about you, but when I get on an airplane, I'd like to know that the company that made the airplane put safety and quality first. Go MRJ!